Bit by bit, the Trump administration has been filling itself in. A commissioner here, a deputy secretary there. But what about the General Services Administration? It's rolling along okay, but there's no administrator and no commissioners for its big services. And none in sight at this point. Joining me with more, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, all of the vendor community that shares the ecosystem with GSA, I think everybody's wondering, does anyone care over at the White House?
Well, there certainly has been a lot of collective head scratching in industry, and I suspect also among some of GSA's customer agencies, Tom, because while GSA is certainly being very competently led by the acting administrator, the lack of political appointees, I think, really underlies a sense of question on where the strategic direction is of the agency, or if there is a strategic direction for the agency. And this is, I think, going to, over time, cause some diminution of GSA's ability to meet its overarching goal of attracting more customer business and ensuring people at the highest level of customer agencies that there's somebody of an equal caliber they can go to if there's a problem.
Now, you've written that because the issue of the Trump Hotel and the lease with GSA, which was negotiated, I think, about 4 or 5 years ago, is now been ruled on and in the past, presumably, unless there's more lawsuits, that might pave the way for the administration to feel like it can deal with GSA.
Well, that certainly had been what was holding up the progress, Tom. The administration was not going to name an administrator or even a deputy administrator candidate until the issues revolving around the Trump-Washington Hotel had been addressed. GSA has now addressed those, and I would imagine that we would start to hear a name of an administrator candidate, most likely from the real estate arena, and possibly even see a deputy administrator come on board for the agency in the next 5 to 6 weeks. That will begin to give GSA some of that top-level political connection that it needs in order to do things other than what's right on its plate that has to get done every day. And that's important stuff to have. Again, if you have an assistant secretary in a customer agency that wants to reach out to his or her counterpart at GSA, it's good to have that type of person in place. GSA already has had a small core of Trump appointees working on management issues. Now, hopefully, this paves the way for either those people to take on new roles or to get some additional hands on deck there that can take the agency in the direction in which this administration would like to see it go.
Real estate is a big issue, and the Trump administration has talked about reducing the real estate footprint. I guess the Obama administration had a little bit of success in doing that. But on the whole IT area, there's a lot going on there. Category management is having a big effect on IT. And so it seems like that's something we hope that they will get to, is someone for that set of services.
Well, certainly category management is a major initiative inside GSA as they continue to reorganize themselves along category management lines. The net idea, Tom, being there that in so doing, GSA makes it easier for customer agencies to do business with the part of GSA that they want to do business with. So you don't have to figure out GSA's internal machinations if you want to be a customer. So I think that's a good thing. And right now, category management is being driven reasonably well, but I think there is some hesitation on the part of people internally to kicking it into a higher gear until they get political sign-off on that project. Not to say that people coming in might stop it, but rather I think that's just, look, this is something we want to check with people with before we go too far down the road, lest we find that we have to back out and undo part of it. And that would just lead not just to internal confusion, but external confusion as well, and that's something I think that GSA wants to avoid. But your point about the public building service is a very valid one as well. Look, for all of the things that acquisition people care about and the big role that GSA plays in acquisition, particularly IT acquisition, the public building service real estate role is by far the largest part of what the agency does. And while, as you pointed out, Some of the footprint might shrink over the next 4 years as agencies look to consolidate their building space. That's still going to be a very political facing, a very congressionally facing part of what the agency does, and you're going to get a lot of resultant attention just because of the nature of whatever that business is. And certainly, even some people who are fiscal conservatives might take umbrage of the fact that their local federal office building is slated for closure and a downsizing. So that's something that's going to have to be very politically driven and have an adept person at the helm for those types of operations.
Yeah, drain the swamp, just not my corner.
Just my part of it.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And while we have you also, there's something that GSA is doing on the IT side. They have committed a major new sin for cybersecurity. Tell us about that one.
Right. Well, here we are in the season of Lent, but sin in this case refers to special item number, Tom, not necessarily anything trespass that GSA has committed. In fact, I think there's a good business case behind what the agency's trying to do here, essentially trying to make it clearer that there are certain types of cyber capabilities that their information technology schedule contract has, making it easier for customer agencies to find emerging cyber technologies, making it more attractive potentially for companies that may not had previously considered getting a schedule contract to do just that and to hopefully make the process of getting that contract easier and more straightforward, with the net goal of getting cyber tools into the hands of people in government who need them and need them quickly. So I have great hopes for this GSA cyber initiative. Talking to the GSA officials I've spoken with, it sounds like they've got a good business case behind there. And, of course, one of the things they're going to do is reach out to industry to make sure that they're actually aligning themselves along what the technology suggests. So that's all good moves for the agency, and hopefully it works out not just well for them, but for customers that need cyber solutions.
Our own Jason Miller had reported earlier last week that within that SIN, within that special item number, there are some 160,000, 170,000 items, and that's just cybersecurity. There was a time when that was all of the items available under Schedule 70 a number of years ago, and so it seems like that's a good strategy for trying to get some rationality to something where there's such a huge burgeoning market.
Well, right. Whether we're talking the GSA schedule or any other contract vehicle, Tom, the nature of federal cyber business evolves. And today's buzzwords and catchphrases weren't the buzzwords and catchphrases when a lot of those contracts were put into place. And that'll probably continue to evolve over time as needs and threats emerge. So I think the effort GSA is undertaking here is one to try to classify better what the available options are under the schedule, make those easier to find, but also to attract some new solutions and give them the visibility they need so that people know that if they need a cyber solution, they can rely on GSA to get it.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate the opportunity. I wish your listeners happy selling.
We'll post a link to his blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.